With Montana News, I'm Mary Ault. The state of Montana reported 214 new lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19 today from nearly 3,200 tests. The Cascade City County Health Department says a third of the nearly 60 cases announced yesterday are connected to a cluster at the county jail. The department also said social gatherings during the recent Labor Day weekend and ill people failing to isolate themselves may be responsible for the uptick in cases. The Missoula City County Health Department today announced 9 new cases of the virus at the University of Montana. 56 students, faculty, and staff are currently ill from COVID-19. The state reports 2,200 people are sick from COVID-19. Candidates for Montana's lone U.S. House of Representatives seat will debate tonight on Montana PBS Live starting at 7 p.m. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports it's the first time Democrat Kathleen Williams and Republican Matt Rosendale will face off in a debate.
The pair are running for the seat. Republican Representative Greg Gianforte is leaving to run for Montana's governor's seat against Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Williams ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. House in 2018. Rosendale ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate the same year and now serves as state auditor. Williams from Bozeman and Rosendale from Glendive both worked as state legislators prior to running for federal office. The debate will be simulcast starting at 7 p.m. on Montana Public Radio, Yellowstone Public Radio, and online at montanapbs.org. Election Day is November 3rd. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Supreme Court said it rejected a Republican-backed bid to get Montana Green Party candidates on the November ballot because the petition to qualify them was not supported by the Green Party itself. The details were released today after the state Supreme Court issued an expedited 5-2 ruling on August 19th ahead of Montana's general election ballot certification. The justices in the majority stated that the party seeking to qualify for the ballot must present the petition. The Montana Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that state energy regulators set unfair terms that rendered the MT Sun solar farm not economically viable. The Tuesday ruling affirms a lower court's decision that the Montana Public Service Commission knew it was harming solar-based projects. The PSC is comprised of a 5-person board, currently all Republicans. The court's ruling paves the way for the project to continue, which is due to become the second-largest solar farm of its kind at 0.75 square miles. Wyoming's governor says proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act rather than indefinite federal protection would do more to help imperiled species recover. Republican Governor Mark Gordon testified Wednesday before the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works in Washington, D.C. A bill introduced by Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso would give state officials, including state wildlife agencies, more oversight of threatened and endangered species. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.
I'm Madeline Broom. Community leaders reviewed COVID-19's disproportionate impact to Indigenous people across Montana during a virtual roundtable today. Kevin Trevlin with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports they also considered ways to improve health outcomes among tribal members.
Democratic State Representative Sharon Stewart Paragoy of Crow Agency lamented the rise of COVID-19 cases in tribal communities after Montana began reopening in June during the panel discussion hosted by Protect Our Care Montana.
It's a tsunami impact upon our people across the nation.
Native Americans make up less than 7% of Montana's population, yet they comprise 37% of the people who have died from COVID-19, according to the latest analysis from the State Department of Public Health and Human Services. Damian Kilsback is Senior Advisor for Tribal Affairs with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He says the novel coronavirus is magnifying economic and social factors that make Indigenous communities vulnerable to health risks, like poor access to health care, housing, education, and healthy food. Kilsback says tribal and federal leadership should work together on emergency preparedness plans to address coronavirus impacts while maintaining health system capacity for non-COVID-19 patients. He says services for tribal nations are lacking.
Federal response may or may not be, timely or maybe delayed, depending on the access to, resources.
Former State Health Department Director Anna Whiting Sorrell says preserving and improving the Affordable Care Act is the most important means to protect Indigenous health care. The law led to the expansion of Medicaid in Montana, which covers 8% of the state's population. The federal government is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down the ACA, a possibility the New York Times reports became more likely with the death of Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Here's Sorrell.
If it were to be repealed now, it would be devastating to Indian people all across the country and certainly here in Montana.
Sorrell says officials need to build stronger bridges between tribal, state, and federal governments to maximize Indian health service funding. She says more emphasis should also be placed on preventative care to avoid health emergencies and late-stage disease diagnoses. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
This is MTPR. A recent White House report pegs Montana in the red zone for new cases of the novel coronavirus. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports Governor Steve Bullock says he's rejecting at least one of the administration's suggestions.
A list of White House recommendations for Montana includes considering a fine for violations of face mask mandates in high transmission communities, a suggestion Montana Governor Steve Bullock says he will not take up.
Now, we do things the Montana way here, and we aren't going to start encouraging the issuing of fines. But I think the point here is ought to be clear enough. We all need to do our part in wearing masks and find ways to encourage others to do the same.
More recommendations on the White House's list include promoting personal responsibility for social distancing and face covering, regularly testing K-12 teachers, prison staff, and public transportation workers as capacity allows, and recruiting college students to perform contact tracing. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.